Welcome to Word of Hope Ministries. Bible teacher Perry Stelter has been in ministry for over 10 years with Indigenous and non-Indigenous people seeking biblical reconciliation. His passion is making the Bible come alive. As Perry's wife, I, Angie, have seen God set the direction for this ministry since day one. Romans 15:13 says, "May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in Him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit." Now here's Bible teacher Perry Stelter.
Hello everyone, I hope you're having a wonderful day today. Let's go to the Lord in prayer before we begin our message today. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you in Jesus' name for the listeners. I pray that you would lead and guide us into truth and show us the way we should go as we take a look at your word. I pray all this in Jesus' name, amen. Today's message, my brothers and sisters, is titled, "I'm Not a Judgmental Person, Really?" Many times when it comes to talking about the subject of being judgmental, we can easily think of other people we know who we think fit into this category. We say things like, "That person sure is judgmental," and we'll name their specific name. We say things like, "Whenever I'm around so-and-so, I feel like they're judging me." Or we look at other people and we go out of our way with certain individuals to point out their flaws, their weaknesses, and we do it more than is required. I know myself, I've struggled with this issue a lot in the past, and then God impressed upon my heart that until I dealt with this area in my life, there would be certain areas in my life where God wouldn't use me. Today we're looking at Matthew chapter 7, verses 1 to 5. As we look at what Jesus is saying here in Matthew, we will see this vicious cycle of being judgmental towards others is often front and center for most people to see, and we're usually the last ones to see it. Yet many times it's a smoldering fire within us that comes out in very subtle ways, or for others, in very direct ways. In fact, we will see as we read these five verses that the way we judge others will come back to us time and time again until we learn to deal with this area in our lives.
Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on
me.
fresh on me. Fall afresh, fall afresh, fall afresh 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 on me. Fall afresh.
The Sermon on the Mount. When we read Matthew chapter 5 to 7, what we are doing is reading the Sermon on the Mount. And so when we come to our passage today, Matthew 7 verses 1 to 5, we are coming near the end of Jesus' inaugural address to his disciples of what he expected of them. He talks about being blessed, about hypocrisy, about murder, adultery, divorce, being materialistic, and of course, being judgmental towards other people. Experts say that Jesus now shifts from warning his disciples about their own personal temptations concerning wealth and worry to temptations that can surface in their relationships with each other. This carries forward his theme about the nature of kingdom life for his disciples. After giving the interpretive principles of kingdom life that fulfills God's original intention in the Old Testament. And so this is clearly seen in Matthew chapter 5 when each section starts out with, "You've heard that it has been said." Jesus is referring to the Old Testament prophets. And so what Jesus is doing is fulfilling the law and the prophet. Matthew 7 verses 1 to 5. "Judge not that you be not judged. For with the judgment you pronounce, you will be judged. And with the measure you use it will be measured to you." This implies that either other people or God himself will measure this judgment in the same measure back to you. This doesn't mean we lose our salvation or commit an unpardonable sin, but it implies that others or God won't treat you with mercy and grace in response to your weaknesses and deficiencies. One expert says that this doesn't mean we're to ignore other people's sin and take a laid-back view towards sin, but it means we don't go out of our way to find fault with others, that we aren't waiting for leaders to make a mistake and then pounce on them. It doesn't mean we constantly have our eye on those we don't trust and then jump on them by being overly critical. And of course, this applies to all people that we meet in our families, in our church, and in our community.
As the deep panteth for the water, so my soul thirsts after thee. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship thee. And as the deep panteth for the water, so my soul thirsts after thee. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship thee. Does my spirit yield? You alone are my heart's desire and I long to worship Thee. As the deep panted for the water, so my soul thirsts after Thee. Desire and I long to worship Thee. Does my spirit yield? You alone know my heart's desire, and I long to worship Thee. You alone know my heart's desire.
We see something similar being spoken of in Romans 14 verses 4 and 10. Who are you to pass judgment on the servant of another? It is before his own master that he stands or falls, and he will be upheld, for the Lord is able to make him stand. Why do you pass judgment on your brother? Or you, why do you despise your brother? For we will all stand before the judgment seat of God. Verse 3. Why do you see the speck that is in your brother's eye, but do not notice the log that is in your own eye? And so when we're taking a look at these passages of scripture, it's hitting the nail right on the head when it comes to judgment. Yes, there's a time and a place for pointing out somebody's fault and making them accountable, but this is talking about being overly critical and going out of your way, just waiting for the other person to make a mistake and then point it out to everyone that will listen to you. Jesus is telling us to not do that, because God is the one who is the ultimate judge, and He is the one who will hold everybody accountable for all the things that were not done according to the kingdom of God. We see something similar being talked about in 1 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 5. Therefore do not pronounce judgment before the time, before the Lord comes, who will bring to light the things now hidden in darkness, and will disclose the purposes of the heart. Then each one will receive his commendation from God. And so here again, we have the Apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians talking about how God is the ultimate judge. James chapter 4 verses 11 to 12 says, "Do not speak evil against one another, brothers. The one who speaks against a brother or judges his brother speaks evil against the law and judges the law. But if you judge the law, you are not a doer of the law, but a judge. There is only one lawgiver and judge, He who is able to save and to destroy. But who are you to judge your neighbor. A reference to someone's brother, that means brother or sister. And when we're talking about a neighbor, that is anyone who is in your circle of influence within your life. So what is an application that we can apply to our lives? Well, experts say that what is going on here is that Jesus is saying that if we fall into a pattern of life of judging others, then we're not true members of the kingdom of heaven. One scholar said that what's at fault here is that a person who makes himself or herself and their way of doing things and their opinion the absolute standard, this is what Jesus is speaking against. And how many times do we do this to each other? Within the Christian community, we take a look at certain passages in the Bible and then we interpret them through our own eyes and according to our own standards. And then all of a sudden, we want to hold everybody to this standard that we have made up in our own mind that really doesn't exist. And this is the problem that was going on with the Old Testament prophets and teachers, the Pharisees and Sadducees and teachers of the law. Jesus was constantly getting mad at them and calling them hypocrites because they took things too far. They wanted people to carry loads and burdens that they were not willing to carry themselves. And so this is what is being pointed out here by Jesus in Matthew's gospel that he is sharing with us.
We bow our hearts, we bend our knees. Oh Spirit, come make us humble. We turn our eyes from evil things. Cast down our idols. So give us clean hands, give us pure hearts. Let us not lift our souls to another. Give us clean hands, give us pure hearts. Let us not lift our souls to another.
Generation that seeks your face, oh.
4. Or how can you say to your brother, let me take the speck out of your eye when there is the log in your own eye? What's going on here is that Jesus is using an extreme example, hyperbole, of getting his point across. Of course, it is not possible to have a log in your eye. It's not even possible to have a large stick in your eye. And so Jesus is using this extreme form of language to get his point across about hypocrisy. And in verse 5, it says, "You hypocrite, first take the log out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to take the speck out of your brother's eye." And so another application that's going on here is that Jesus is calling us to true discipleship when he is speaking about all these different issues within the Sermon on the Mount. Jesus is calling the nominal disciple, the one who is just going through the motions, to examine themselves more clearly and stay away from being a hypocrite. Stay away from judging others. Stay away from making up your own rules and then trying to make other people live according to standards you have just made up in your own mind, according to values that you have just made up yourself. And like I said, Jesus uses an exaggeration on purpose, the type of language. Jesus uses a tool that is used by many of the biblical writers as an extreme exaggeration to make a point. He is saying that just as it's absurd to think that a log or plank can stick out of someone's eye, so too is the thought of being overly critical towards others when you too have struggles or shortcomings. When we hear these words that are spoken of in Matthew's gospel, and when we hear it being explained by the different experts, the scholars who have spent a lot of time studying these passages, it should really stop us in our tracks. It should really cause us to just pause and not be able to say a word. It should cause us to stop and be very reflective and to examine ourselves and really take some time and ask our Heavenly Father, please show me if I have been guilty of this. And if I have been guilty of this, help me to change my ways. This is what is going on here, and this is what is expected of us when we take a look at a passage such as this. When we started out, I said the title of our message is, "I'm not a judgmental person, really?" I added that extra emphasis onto the end of the title there to get us all thinking. This is to get myself thinking as well. Am I overly critical towards different people in my life? Do I point out their weaknesses as soon as I notice them? Am I taking things too far in this area of my life? And if so, Jesus is saying that is totally absurd. If you are living the life of a true disciple, and if you are trying to build the kingdom of God, then you will not do that. Just as it's absurd to think that a log can be sticking out of a person's eye, then that way of thinking is also absurd. And so this gives us a lot to think about. It gives me a lot to think about. And so may God help us all. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you in Jesus' name for your word. I thank you in Jesus' name for Matthew's gospel and how you spent so much time with your own words in this gospel, or these words that show up in red in our Bibles. Help us, Lord, to take these teachings seriously and spend some time in reflective thought, seeing where we've gone wrong, where we are going wrong, and be willing to ask for forgiveness. Help us with this, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Word of Hope Ministries with Bible teacher Perry Stelter. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace. For more information, go to wordofhopeministries.ca.